Oh, hi, I've just put the coffee on. You are just in time. It should be through dripping in a minute and 23 and a half seconds. And it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, broadcasting over KVRE and sponsored by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, your Purina dealer.
Well, and this ties into that, because today on this Wednesday, April the 10th, is National Farm Animals Day.
All right, you're right.
It ties right into it.
And they've got Purina feeds for your farm animals.
They do. And it's also National Siblings Day, and it's National Erase Self-Negativity From Yourself Day.
Mm-hmm.
We could all use a little lesson in erasing some self-negativity.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I could say that about myself, because sometimes I get down on myself, and I need to put better mojo out there.
That's true.
Yes.
1988 on this date, 13 cars, 13 pianos, and the rest of Liberace's estate went on the auction block. One piano brought $42,500.
Oh, Liberace.
He was a great entertainer.
He was.
You know, played the vapors many times.
He had those flamboyant costumes.
He did.
He was very flamboyant.
And a great showman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as well as a talented musician.
1790, the U.S. patent system is established. 1872, the first Arbor Day is celebrated in Nebraska. It is later changed to the last Friday in April. So the last Friday in April will be Arbor Day.
Okay.
Tree Day.
Yes. Time to kiss a tree.
Time to kiss a tree. I know you were in and out last week. So did you hear that Simpsons got kittens?
You told me.
More kittens.
And they're pure white.
Pure white.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yes. So he already had two left to give away, but then he had another cat that him and Wendy only thought was going to have two babies.
Okay.
So.
Well, you can't predict that.
Well, they're just kind of feeling around.
As they found out.
And the cat had.
You got to tell them they can have these tomcats fixed.
That's on the agenda.
Okay.
It's on the agenda. But anyway, so, you know, I went with them to the Arkansas Derby.
Mm-hmm.
So we get back to their house, and Wendy's like, Alice, come here. I think I was on the phone with you.
I think you were.
And she had these kittens on Derby Day.
Hmm.
So, and they were completely white. It was so sweet, though, to hold these little bitty baby kittens, though. It was just like, oh.
Oh, yeah. They're cute.
They're cute. So cute.
Mm.
So cute. 1925, F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby is published.
Mm-hmm.
1953, the first 3D movie, House of Wax, starring Vincent Price,
mm-hmm.
was released in New York. So yeah, I guess they had 3D glasses back then?
Yeah, you had to have 3D glasses to watch the film.
I've never been a fan of like the 3D, though.
Well, in the theaters, when it's done right, like a Vincent Price movie, it was pretty scary, actually.
Because you put them on, I guess you feel like that they're coming right at you.
You do. And if you saw a Western and the Indians were firing arrows, those arrows would look like they were coming right at you.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. I saw one of those at the Paramount one time.
So when we were cleaning out back here.
Mm-hmm. What did you find?
Well, Tracy found a rubber band gun.
Oh.
And I thought. And he said, keep this.
That's trouble.
And I was like, oh, no. This will not end up well. I will tell the girls out here to watch out, because at any time now, he can come out.
They could be popped with a rubber band.
Popped with a rubber band.
Gosh, that's right.
I'm just waiting for it to happen. I don't even know where it came from.
Mm.
But we have one here just for our own kicks and giggles, so.
Mm.
1957, Ricky Nelson makes his singing debut on TV's Ozzy and Harriet, performing I'm Walking at the young age of 16.
That's right. The episode was entitled Ricky the Drummer made his TV singing debut on the family's TV show, which ran for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
and is now available on DVD, all of the episodes.
Mm-hmm. 1958, Bobby Darin records Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. Mm-hmm. I like that song. 1965, I'm Telling You Now by Freddie and the Dreamers hits number one. 1971, Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver and Love Her Madly by The Doors entered the top 40. 1976, Silly Love Songs by Paul McCartney and Wings and Turn the Beat Around by Vicki Sue Robinson entered the top 40. Mm-hmm. Let's see, 1980, Working My Way Back to You by The Spinners was certified gold. And in 1989, Alabama was named the Academy of Country Music Artist of the Decade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, I would say they were, that's.
Yeah, they earned that.
They earned that. They I mean, sure during did. The 80s, I mean, Alabama was everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Red hot.
Red hot.
Yeah.
I love some good old Alabama, you know, the 18-wheeler song.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many great Alabama cuts.
Now, remember, if you have a question about your garden or about your lawn, grass, or anything like that, they have experts at the Garland County Farmers Association. Larry is one of them. They can answer your questions, you know, questions that you will not get answered at, in the garden department of the Mart, because you're lucky to find anybody there.
You are lucky to find somebody.
But at the Farmers Association, they have answers. So if you have questions, go out there and get those questions answered. And if you're looking for hummingbird feeders, they happen to have the biggest selection of hummingbird feeders they've ever had. They're by Perky Pet, which is the number one feeder in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And all types of hummingbird feeders. They also have specialty feeders with logos on them, like Razorbacks, the Army, Navy, Semper 5 feeders for Marines,
mm-hmm.
16, 32-ounce feeders. Some have 8 feeding stations built into the base. You can feed twice as many hummers.
Yeah, and they're great since they're built into the base. They don't have those flowers on them, mm-hmm. so you don't have to worry about cleaning all around. It's very easy to clean.
They also have bottle brushes
mm-hmm.
and the ant moats to keep the ants out.
Yes. Yes,
and some of the feeders have built-in ant moats.
Yeah, and because ants love sugar.
That's true.
And that's what the hummingbirds eat is the food that you can get at the farmers. I mean, it's a sugar byproduct, and the ants love that. So
the Garland County Farmers Association, serving this area since 1950, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
We have many birthdays today, Tom Nichols.
We do? Who?
Yes. So born on this day, on the 10th of April, 1891, actor and Colonel Tim McCoy.
Oh, well, the all-time great Western stars.
I knew you'd be very excited.
A great historian, too.
Very excited for you.
Wow.
1915, actor Harry Morgan, who was on Dragnet and on MASH. 1921, actor Chuck Connors. 1921, singer and actor Sheb Woolley. Mm-hmm. Have you read that book yet?
It's a great book.
Was it? I knew you got it for Scotty Mack, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a terrific entertainer, great songwriter, too. He was one of us. He, you know, grew up...
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yep. He grew up in poverty in Oklahoma.
But rose above.
Came out of that, yeah.
Yeah. 1932, actor Omar Sharif. 1936, former sportscaster and football coach John Madden. 1938, football player and announcer Dandy Don Meredith. 1950, baseball player Ken Griffey Sr. 1952, actor Steven Seagal. And in 1984, singer Mandy Moore.
In baseball, I was listening to somebody talk about this. I think it was on the news that Bob Uecker was back calling games for the Minnesota Twins. He's done that for years.
Really?
And management didn't know what his workload would be this year. He's 90 years old.
God love him.
But fans just went wild when they heard the Uke.
Oh, I bet.
Back on the air. We hope he can, you know, do as many as he wants this season.
Absolutely.
Because he's a one-of-a-kind type character.
He is. They don't make him like that anymore.
No, they don't. Bob Uecker.
No, and you know, he was in the movie Major League, remember?
Yes.
And he was great in that.
Join us tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice. Brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and beginning on the 27th of this month, they're going to close at noon on Saturday. Make a notation about that.